Well, Hillary Clinton is getting pummeled by WikiLeaks. Today's dump of WikiLeaks emails shows that Hillary Clinton's aides wanted her to have a transparency day where she could address her emails. Yesterday's emails showed her aides concerned about emails Clinton sent to President Obama on her private home server when she was Secretary of State. Now, we remember the president said in last year's 60 Minutes interview that he first learned about Clinton's private email server the way we all did, through news reports. But as soon as he said that, aides were writing each other that he had received at least 18 emails from Clinton's personal address, clintonemail.com, not her official state.gov address. "We need to clean this up," wrote Clinton aide Cheryl Mills. It's the latest drip in the steady drop of WikiLeaks emails. Rosalind Helderman has been following with The Washington Post. Hi, Rosalind.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. And let's look at some more of these emails that we received yesterday and today. Clinton aide Neera Tanden wrote, "Why didn't we get this stuff out 18 months ago," meaning the personal server, and she answered her own question with, "because they wanted to get away with it." Now, that's from a supporter. That's pretty damning, yes?
Yeah, I mean, you can really see in these emails how distressing the situation was to people who wanted to see her be elected president. Mm-hmm. They feared that the public would draw conclusions from it, exactly the conclusions that polls show the public has drawn, that Hillary Clinton can be not as transparent as some people would like, and she can be slow to admit fault.
Yeah. Well, Neera Tanden also writes in one of the leaked emails that the emails thing was becoming a character problem. She urged Clinton to apologize. For 3 days, Clinton didn't, until finally there was an interview with NBC's Andrea Mitchell last September. Let's listen.
Well, I certainly wish that I had made a different choice, and I know why the American people have questions about it. But in retrospect, it certainly would have been better. I take responsibility. I should have had two accounts, one for personal and one for work-related.
But what we're seeing is this huge effort inside the Clinton campaign to get Hillary Clinton to those words. What do you take from this?
That she can be stubborn, that she can sometimes not take the advice of her own aides who have her political best interests at heart. That's a really interesting sort of cycle of emails. It begins when she gives an interview where she's pressed to apologize, and she says that she's sorry for the confusion that the email caused, but she kind of rebuffs efforts to tell the country that she was sorry for her mistakes. And her aides immediately realize that that's not going to hold up and that's just going to cause more scrutiny.
The first leaked emails were about her Wall Street speeches. During the campaign, she'd refused to release transcripts of these speeches that took place way before the campaign. The leaks showed she told Wall Street bankers things like it was necessary to have public and private positions on issues. There were the emails about what the Trump campaign calls pay to play, Clinton Foundation donors seeking to have influence in a Clinton State Department. Some of her own aides were writing, she's created a mess here and she knows it. But what's been the traction of these leaked emails?
Yeah, they don't seem to have had an enormous impact so far. They certainly have provided fodder for a lot of interesting stories, but they're kind of coming up against this sort of gale force winds of stories about Donald Trump that come out every day. And also the emails do in many ways sort of confirm what people thought they knew about her campaign, both mm-hmm. for good and for ill. So what we haven't seen is real shockers, which is the kind of things that make people sort of stand up and take notice.
Yeah. And Republicans feel that they should. They feel that all of these should be reason for more examination. But supporters of Hillary Clinton are saying you might see the same thing in any campaign attacked by hackers, attacked by WikiLeaks. Is that a problem here, too, that there might be even some sympathy for her that she's being attacked?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a general recognition that these emails are stolen and in a hack orchestrated by the Russian government. And there is a segment of the American population that says we shouldn't know these things and let's not sort of indulge the Russians by talking about them.
Yeah, that's Rosalind Helderman, reporter at The Washington Post, who's been following the WikiLeaks dump of Hillary Clinton campaign emails. Rosalind, thank you.